Ah, Côte du Rhône, the underrated workhorse of the wine world. I was first introduced to these delightful bottles by a Scandinavian seaman. Yes, really. And I've never looked back. Fast forward to today, and I found this Massif Duchaux 2022 sitting on the grocery outlet shelf for a cool $9.99. Into the cart it went. No questions asked, especially since it was the last one on the shelf. First impressions. Dry. Like, really dry. As dry as a Monty Python skit where someone insists, "This is an X wine, it has ceased to be." But in a good way. None of that syrupy nonsense, just straight up grown up red wine. It had some nice depth. Good body, unlike mine. And a barely there hint of sweetness on the finish. Just enough to keep it from being a full-on tannic slap to the face. Day two, it smoothed out with a touch more sweetness and less chalk in the mouth. As per my usual gourmet instincts, I paired this with a leftover pork chop, because obviously that's what the sommeliers recommend. And let me tell you, the wine didn't just hold up. It made me feel like I had planned this meal instead of just eating what was closest to the front of the fridge. This is the kind of wine you can drink easily, but also pretend you know things about. Like, if you swirl it thoughtfully and say something about structure, people will just nod and assume you're sophisticated. Meanwhile, you're really just thinking about whether or not you have any cheese left in the fridge. For $9.99, this is a solid bottle. Nothing too fancy, nothing too weird. Just a well-balanced Rhone blend that doesn't taste like regret. I sincerely hope they have more, because I'd happily grab a few bottles and pretend I'm cultured. Final verdict. If you like your wines dry, your prices low, and your dinner pairings determined by whatever's in your fridge, this one's for you.